You know, your previous guest sounded like, you know, my goodness, the sky is falling, mass extinction, really? So I don't think we should be alarmist about this. I mean, the planet's 4.5 billion years old. We have gone through great extremes of climate change, natural, and now we may have a man-made influence as well. But these people, the question I always ask these alarmists is, how much is nature and how much is man? They act as if it's a given that man is the only source of climate change. Well, my goodness, the great climate changes in our history all happened before the Industrial Revolution. So is there climate change? Can man have an impact? Yes, but let's don't be so alarmist as to say such outrageous things that if we don't sign the Paris Accords, there's going to be mass extinction. That is a ridiculous statement.
Well, I don't know if it's a direct cause and effect relationship, but obviously scientists, you can go on to the NASA.gov website right now and see what the effects are of man-made climate change. I mean, some of them.
But if you look at the accord, even the intergovernmental committee that promotes all of this, even they say it might be 0.2 degrees over 100 years. And you also need to make sure your viewers know that most of their modeling has been wrong. They readjust their modeling every year because they haven't been very good at predicting things. Predicting the future is notoriously difficult. And this is modeling is not an exact science. It is a
science
that has variability and probability.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And this is the big argument that none of you guys get and nobody ever looks at is how much is nature and how much is man? I'm perfectly willing to admit that man can have an influence and that we should minimize our pollution. But those who say that it is all man and don't acknowledge that the 4.5 billion year old planet has gone through massive climate change based on natural effects. The most dramatic ice ages, the dramatic warming and cooling of the planet all happened before man was even around for the most part.
Okay.
And even when man was here, man was only burning fires. So we have had we've had carbon in the air 600 times what we have now. And so it's gone up and down. And I'm not saying we should forgive and discount pollution, but we should not be so alarmist that we're willing to give up all the American jobs based on computer modeling that has been notoriously inaccurate over the last 15 years. Why did we change the name from global warming to climate change? Because there's some uncertainty now whether it's getting warmer or colder. And I can tell you, if you look at the details of the modeling and the projections in the last 15 years, they've been altered almost every year because their modeling doesn't add up. All of these people saying we're going to have a 100-foot rise in our seas in the next 100 years, that kind of alarmism is not scientific. And actually, if you read many of the people who do want to control pollution, they will tell you that that's nonsense.